HX
Mobile.
KN4TFW Mobile.
Making a big salt lick out here for the deer to come looking for.
DLE Mobile. Good morning, gentlemen.
Anthony, how are you?
Good morning, Anthony. KN4TFW.
Trying to get woke up, headed to work again.
Made my way down the mountain. Got just a few minutes before I get to make the vehicle switch and get cold again.
Love that, man. How's the roads and stuff up your way?
I haven't had any trouble. They got lots and lots of salt on them.
Almost interstate here. I got on at the 11. Headed northbound, and it's pretty clear. It looks fairly dry, just salt everywhere. My poor old truck loving this.
Mine used to be black, but I don't know what, it's white now, so I have to go find out if I can get back to the original color here for long.
My red, but it's kind of crusty right now. You need to clean it off from the last snow that we had.
Dirt road, so it don't do much good to wash it. Won't stay clean long, that's for sure.
I grew up on a dirt road. I miss that, though. I truly do.
Something about living on one of them, isn't there?
In my opinion, you can't beat it. If I wake up and go out the front door and see another house, I'm too doggone close.
This house I got's probably, I don't know, 400 or 500 yards away.
The one in front of us now, I live on Lake Hartwolf, and unfortunately, we got people moving in left and right.
This area is the number one destination for everybody in the country lately.
And the biggest thing I hate about it, it's not that I necessarily mind people coming this way. It's just a lot of people are moving from out west and up north to get away from the taxes and the goofy, unconstitutional laws. But the problem is the goofballs are coming here and voting for the same dang stuff.
That I've been dealing with that for many, many years up and around the house. People coming in. So don't take it the wrong way, but I'm glad it's somebody else's turn for a little while.
Totally agreeing with you. I mean, we've been in a mess for a little while now, and hopefully, good Lord willing, hopefully things are going to get better. We'll see, but I've got some hope at least.
Asheville used to be a nice town to go to, but I try to avoid it at all costs now. I very, very seldom go there. I used to be there every weekend.
Yeah, I've spent some of my childhood in Western North Carolina, Haywood County. But yeah, we would go to Asheville, stuff like that, go to Biltmore, different things. But yeah, last time I went there, it's just not for me anymore. I mean, to each his own, but that just ain't for me.
Well, talk to Ken here for a few minutes. I'm going to make the vehicle switch, and then I'll be back shortly. KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side for now.
6 miles out on the interstate.
On exit 27 now, northbound, Highway 81.
And the stepson and his family live there off exit 14.
So that's that. We're quite through there quite regularly. KQ4ZLE.
How dry the interstate is, as wet as it was last night when I was going home.
I mean, one thing about 85, just so much traffic, it's finally just dried it up. It looks like chalky white out here. They put so much brine down, so I'm sure that's helped some.
It's up here, they won't have to put it down the next time it does it.
I bet they won't either here. I just have to get these vehicles cleaned up as soon as I can.
Here to wash mine, but it's colder than it's getting. Figured it'd be froze shut.
Got a 99 and a half ZW1. Got a little bit of rust in the back corners, which is typical for those. My son, I want to fix it. My son's like, no, Dad, leave it. That's just patina. I'm like, nah, eventually I'm going to cut them out and fix them. The truck's in too good a shape otherwise to not fix it. 140,000 miles on it, but still runs and drives. I mean, I've done some maintenance stuff to it through the years, but don't use a drop of oil, plenty of power. I mean, I can't beat it.
It's worth buying a new one.
It ain't worth a new one anymore. You know, these car companies have outsourced so much stuff. And I'm a big GM guy. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, even GM, all these companies outsource their parts. And the companies that are making these parts for them are just not making quality parts anymore. And they're just, then a lot of the emission stuff is messing up stuff too.
Now, if you take half the emissions off, you could get it for half the price and it'd run a lot better.
Emission. That's like with the GM with the LS engines, that displacement on demand junk. That's the biggest thing, because the LS engine, the design, you can't stinking beat it. I measure so many of them on the drag strips. Well, a lot of people don't know the majority of the Mustangs on the drag strips are Fox bodies are running LS engines. But, I mean, it's pure design. It's just that stinking, the lifters for that DOD system. Run it back to a normal camshaft system and stuff, normal lifters and stuff, and heck, you can't kill them.
That's too long now, right?
Too long, you won't be buying a new one. Hurts their sales.